Yo, people, this is Miguel Rodriguez, and once again, you're listening to Lucha Maximo on Dream Pop Wave. So what we're going to do today is talk about the LA wrestling scene, and obviously you hear one of the greatest, if not the greatest, song out of LA, California Love, Dr. Dre, and Tupac. So dealing with the NWA Hollywood Wrestling, which was actually the first promotion in California of my knowledge, which ran from 1958 to 1982, which had former stars of Edward Carpentier and Lou Fest. But most importantly, a lot of people forget that territory. That's where Bearcat Wright, a African-American wrestler, won the WWA title, which was a legit world title back then that eventually merged with the NWA World Heavyweight title. Bearcat was actually the first, not Ron Simmons, but the first African-American wrestler to win a belt. I actually have to find that out from Jim Cornette on his podcast, so shouts out to Jim Cornette for correcting that information. Thank you. Other stars, too, prior to the territory collapsing was Chavo Guerrero Sr. and Rowdy Roddy Piper. Both have recently passed away. But, again, amazing wrestlers in that territory and amazing rivalry that they had in Los Angeles as well. In recent years, they've kind of made a resurgence with David Marquez from Wrestling from Hollywood, which is a championship. He's probably on 400-something episodes. I remember when David was running the little YouTube episodes they would have. It was when YouTube first actually started with NWA LA Dojo for New Japan. And they had the stars from WWE prior to them even becoming famous. And some that didn't even make it to WWE but are still relatively famous. Whether you may like their type of wrestling or not, Joey Ryan and Carl Machine Gun Anderson, when they were like the Real American Heroes, they were the NWA Tag Team Champions. And this is for a fact. I remember watching those episodes on YouTube and just specifically watching them. I'm like, okay, well, they have wrestling in LA. I mean, prior to that, they kind of had that horrible XPW. That's garbage wrestling. That's like a fake ECW. I'm from the Philly area, so I can say that. Stop trying to be like ECW with the, like, it was actually worse than ECW. They had people who were like porn stars and just garbage wrestling. Some of, they had a few good wrestlers, the rest of them were just garbage people. So, anyway, not to continue to bash a horrible company, but again, LA, Jean LaBelle, Lou Thesz, Edward Carpenter, Bearcat Wright, and Classy Freddie Blassie. So, moving on to them, they went on to Roddy Piper, Chavo Guerrero Sr., and then XPW. After that, scene was kind of dead. So when you fast forward to what's going on now, you have David Marquez, like I said, championship wrestling from Hollywood. You have, or had, Lucha Underground. I don't know what the current status is now, but it was filmed in LA in a Boyle Heights section. You have right now PCW Ultra, which is ran by the Almighty Sheik, or as I like to call him, the Third Sheik, who, again, that wrestler is a great wrestler, very underrated. Wrestling before used to be seen at the Grand Olympic Auditorium. That was their major spot back then. We also have probably the best wrestling right now going on in LA, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, which was founded in 2003 by Disco Machine, Excalibur, Scott Loss, and Joey Ryan, and Super Dragon, and Top Gun Tawar. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this name right. Now, I understand this company gets a lot of flack because of their entertainment choices of what people define as wrestling. Again, this is LA. They have a different mindset. I don't hate it. It can be goofy sometimes, yeah, but they sell out arenas. Their DVDs, their merchandise, the way that they set up the format and the filming is completely different. Now, I understand that may not be, I guess, quote-unquote, wrestling to wrestling purists for people who grew up in the old territories of Georgia Championship Wrestling and Florida Championship Wrestling. or New York, aka WWWF or WWF. But I mean, this is a promotion that showcases sports entertainment and showcases wrestling. A lot of the wrestlers that came from there, Kevin Steen, the Young Bucks. Hell, the Young Bucks and Joey Ryan, mainstays, put that place on the map. Again, if you don't like wrestling because sports entertainment, so why are you watching WWE? WWE does the same exact thing, same storylines. They may not do some of the goofy stuff as the hand grenades. Shouts out to Chuck Taylor. But it's still good wrestling, and I can appreciate the LA scene. You know, it's warm weather. They have different type of wrestling and just a different type of showcasing. So, and a lot of wrestlers either went to TNA / Impact or WWE or NXT and New Japan. So again, I want to shout out to David Marquez. I spoke to him numerous times through Twitter or just email, talking about back in the day when they had the NWA New Japan Dojo in LA. One of the main titles there was the NWA British Commonwealth title, which they should bring back. I mean, this was when the NWA wasn't where it's at as it is now with Billy Corgan and Bill Lugano running it, but at that time they started making somewhat of a comeback. Also, what was I trying to think? A little lost for words, but they also had great matches. I mean, the Olympic Grand Auditorium was one of the main spots to boxing as well. I mean, they did film some parts of Rocky there, so that's an awesome part. So we have that. Lucha Underground, groundbreaking. Very groundbreaking. Kind of has its own little niche with the sci-fi and the... Grindhouse theater entertainment style wrestling. So, I don't know what the current status is. Again, not sure they're filming, but we appreciate good wrestling. So, that's what we want to talk about. Any thoughts, comments? You guys want to talk about LA wrestling? And LA's put out some good wrestlers in recent years. Young Bucks, Kazarian, amazing wrestler. Kazarian doesn't get enough credit. I mean, if this guy was in WWE, he would be amazing. Almost 20-year vet, not to put his age out there or anything, but a decent wrestler, beyond decent wrestler. A lot of people just are so close-minded. That's what I want to say. When you think of LA wrestling, people are like, oh, I'm not into it. They're secretly fans. Let's be real. If you had tickets to go to a guerrilla wrestling show such as, I don't know, Battle of Los Angeles or DDT, you will go. So don't lie to yourself. Just be honest. It's entertaining. Is it goofy? Yeah. But you're going to go there. You're going to have a good time. You'll probably see Dave Metzler. So, and I'm pretty sure I'll get flack for these comments or this podcast, either about my equipment or my choice of wrestling or topics, but I could care less. I'm doing it. So if you like it, comment. Appreciate it. Bye.